Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter. He is risen. You guys are wonderful. I love it when I hear it back when I say it. And so I thank you so much for giving me that bit of joy this Easter morning. We have a little bit of a problem that's really a kind of good problem, is that we ran out of bulletins. So if anybody has an extra bulletin they want to share, they can pass it to somebody. And if somebody behind them doesn't have one that would like to grab it. On the other side of this, everything's on the screen. So if you can see one of the TVs here, it'll be there. So, and if you don't want to respond because you can't read it very well, nobody's going to blame you. You could just say, I didn't have a bulletin. Anyway, welcome to worship this morning. We are so glad that you are here to worship with us. Let's center ourselves with these words. Are you searching tombs and memories for Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified? Open your eyes to wonder. Our God is full of surprises. We do have some announcements Sarah will share with us.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. We just have a few announcements that we want to make sure that you know about. The first is that the office will be closed tomorrow, April 1st, for Easter Monday. So you can send an email or leave a message and they'll get back to you when everyone's back in the office on Tuesday. We do have a family promise coming up the week of the 7th through the 14th. So if you are able to volunteer, we'd appreciate that. The sign-up sheet is on the office ledge. And if you have any questions about volunteering, you can contact Susan Schlager. She would love to talk to you and tell you how you can volunteer for Family Promise. This coming Wednesday, we have our Evening Alive service. And we'll have that April 3rd and April 17th, and those will be the last ones for this spring, and we'll start that back up in the fall. On Thursday, we have Ruby's Pantry here at the church. That is from 4 till 6. The cost is $25 a share, so if you know people, share that with them. If you want to volunteer, you can contact Don Drake or Deb Putnam, and they would love to talk to you about volunteering for Ruby's Pantry. Also, this coming Sunday, April 7th, we will be having our Spring Fling fundraising meal. And the money raised for that is going to go through for a number of projects here at the church. If you would like to sign up to bring a casserole, salad, or dessert, the sign-ups are outside the office. If you would like to purchase tickets or if you would like to sell tickets, those are available in the church office as well. We have a very busy week for the week after Holy Week, because on Tuesday, we have our Quilting and Crafting for Christ session. There were 9 people at the first working session, which is fantastic. So they are going to be making quilts, crafts, cards, pictures, and crochet and knitting projects. And that is going to be this Tuesday, April 2nd, from 3 till 6 p.m. And if you have a sewing machine, it says please bring it to the working session, which will be down in the fellowship hall. I told them I can't sew, and they said, that's okay, we'll find a job for you. So even if you don't sew, if you want to come, they will find a job for you, even if it's just cutting fabric. I think that's it for them today. The only other announcement I have for you is that if you have a flower, you can take it home after service today. We love how beautiful they are during service. We would really hate for it to sit here this week and not be appreciated. So if you bought a flower in honor or in memory of someone, please make sure you take it with you after service today. And with that, let's stand and sing our first hymn.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Earth and heaven in chorus say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye hymns and earth rejoice.
That you remain standing for our call to worship through our meet and greet. And when we do meet and greet our neighbors, we have a pretty full crowd in here. I just invite you to turn to your neighbors next to you or behind you or in front of you. This very day, God has acted. We know the message that God sends to all people. The one who lived among us was crucified, dead, and buried. This very day, God has acted. Let us pray together. God, just as you raised Jesus from the dead, you offer us new and transformed lives in the risen Christ. We rejoice and give thanks for this good news, which has been handed down to us from generation to generation. May we too be witnesses of Jesus, who you anointed with the Holy Spirit to bring blessings of mercy and healing. May we be witnesses of Jesus' suffering and death and how he meets us in the broken places of our lives. Most of all, may we be witnesses of the resurrection, sharing your promise of forgiveness and grace with all people. This is your doing, O God. It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So one of the ways we meet and greet our neighbors this morning is we will say to one another, "He is risen," and then the person responds back to you, "He is risen indeed." May the peace of the Lord be with you. God sends this message of joy to all people, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Let us share this holy peace with one another. He is risen. Amen.
Can I have all the children come up? Big kids, I have snacks. So if big kids want to come up too, like, we cool. Yeah, you guys sit here. Come on, you got to fill in. I can't have a big empty space. Where's Addison? Oh, okay. Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Did you guys have Easter baskets this morning? Yeah. Were they waiting for you? Or do you get them later? You get them later. Okay. Well, did you dye eggs? Did you dye some eggs? Well, I have some eggs here. Do you like these eggs? Aren't they pretty? They're so pretty. This one's my favorite. Ooh, can't get out. This one's my favorite. Isn't it pretty? Should we crack it and see what's inside it? Okay. Gavin or Michelle, I need your help. You hold this. It's an egg. Okay, cool. So we'll put that in that one. All right. Let's try, what about, Addie, can you come help me? Let's try this one. Are you going to help me, Hazel? Okay, let's try cracking this one here. Are you surprised? Just for the record, I asked her mom before I did that. Were you surprised by that? It's pretty cool. I'm sorry, Alyssa. Thank you. So, the Easter egg with the glitter, which made a big mess, is just like when the disciples got to the tomb. What did they expect to see when they got to the tomb? Did they expect to see Jesus was dead and the stone closing the tomb? But instead, were they surprised? Because Jesus wasn't there, right? Just like that egg gives us a big surprise, like this. I maybe didn't warn him, but that's okay. That one belongs to me. Just like that was a big surprise, the disciples were surprised too. But it's the... I've derailed my own children's message, okay. Just like the disciples were surprised, and you were surprised by that egg, isn't it the best kind of surprise when something is unexpected and then it's fun? Isn't it? Like if you cracked open an egg that you got out of your refrigerator, would it be really cool if it was full of confetti? That'd be pretty fun. Yeah, right? So on this day, we are so excited because the disciples came to the tomb and it wasn't empty. And it was a glorious surprise, just like our confetti eggs. Will you say a prayer with me? Dear Lord, thank you so much for giving us your son. We are all so excited to celebrate his rising today. When we went to the tomb and he wasn't there because he was risen, it's the best kind of surprise. Thank you every single day for the love that you give us. And all God's children said, amen. All right, I do have a I do have treats for you now, like real treats, not confetti covered eggs. Come on up. Go ahead and get one. Pass them back. No, I mean, I have two more confetti eggs, but maybe let's do them after church. Let's do it after church outside, Addie. All right, once you have them, you can head back to your seat. Make sure everybody gets one. Can you get one for the... Are there any little bitties that didn't come up or big kids that didn't come up that want to get one now? We good? We good? All right. Take that. Go put those in the refrigerator. Okay. I made a mess. I'm sorry.
Surprises are fun, aren't they? I think the most fun was see Addie's expression, so I kind of had a good shot of it from back here. This morning we're going to take a little bit of time for pastoral prayers. Sometimes we pass the mic around, but I knew that this morning would be kind of a full house, so I'm just going to do a general overarching prayer over all of us here this morning. So let's pray together, or let's listen to me pray. Lord God, as we are gathered here today, we come from all different places. Some of us have family that have traveled quite a ways to be with us this morning, and yet still got up early and came to church with us. For that, Lord, we are so thankful. We're thankful for the families that can worship together. For some of us, the families that came together were fighting in the car minutes before they got here. And Lord, for that, we're thankful too, because that means that we can express ourselves open and honestly with one another and hopefully in ways that aren't harmful. Lord, you have gifted us with so many things. This world that we live in, this community that we're surrounded by, the birds that sang ever so beautifully this morning, that reminded us of your eternal grace and your goodness that surrounds us at all times. And yet, Lord, we are aware that there are many things going on. People who have had surgeries. People who are going to have surgeries. We have friends that are recuperating from a loss of a loved one. And we have all these different emotions flying around in our head this morning. Some of us are happy and glad to be here, and some of us are worried about what the week may bring. Some of us are thankful, and some of us, frankly, are just tired. But we are here. We are here to worship you, Lord. We ask your blessing over this service and over all of us gathered here, that we may once again hear a story that is so familiar to us that we are in danger of not hearing it completely. And so, Lord, open our ears and our senses that we may perceive your goodness. May we hear the songs with new ears. May we hear the scripture and read along with new eyes. And may we love one another with hearts made new by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia. Give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again. I say, rejoice. His kingdom cannot. Of death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again. I say, crown him with many crowns, thorn them upon his throne. Hark how the hand the anthem drowns, all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we see. Creatures of our God and King, Christ is risen, Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thank you for that beautiful rendition. Today's scripture is from John 20, verses 1 through 20. I'll be reading from the New International Version. The empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Is your tomb half empty or half full? It's a question. Sometimes we think about our cup being half empty or half full, but this is Easter, so we're going to talk tomb language. Some of us came in here smiling and are still smiling in your pews with your family. Others of you, frankly, don't look as happy, and maybe you guys came in with your cup half empty. It happens. Sometimes we're half empty because we've had a busy week. We have worked all day yesterday making pies and planning for ham and cleaning the house, and now our company's here and the Easter baskets are on the table, but we haven't got to open them yet. Now we're at church and we still have an hour to go before we get home, and then two or three more hours of cooking before you can sit down and put your feet up. To me, that's a half empty feeling. To some people, that's a half-full feeling to an almost full cup, depending on how much you like cooking for your family. But that day, Mary was coming to the tomb, and I saw this picture online, and I thought this was an absolutely beautiful picture of Mary approaching the tomb. Because you know what she would have felt as she was coming towards that tomb? That emptiness. I call it gutted. Just that total emptiness of yourself. She counted on Jesus to be there. He was the Messiah. He was her Lord. He was her Savior. He was her healer. He was everything. And just a few days before this, she saw him nailed to a cross, crucified, and he died, and he was buried, and now she was heading in the very early morning, while it was still dark, darkness not just outside, but darkness inside, heading towards that tomb. And when she gets there, she thinks, this is the worst. But yet I have to unroll the tomb and stone away somehow, and maybe there'll be somebody out there to help me because I have to prepare his body. I don't know what she was thinking, but I think most of us have suffered a great loss at some point in our life. And we understand loss. This is something we can relate to. We can understand days when our cup is half empty. Sometimes we can understand days where our cup barely has a drop in it. And then when she saw that the stone had been rolled away, all I can imagine it is like going on that roller coaster ride where all of a sudden it drops and the floor comes out from under you, and all of a sudden your heart or your stomach that was up here just goes down. And you thought you were as empty as you could be, and then all of a sudden it's even more. She runs back and she tells the disciples. Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved run after her, following her to the tomb. The disciple Jesus loves, they don't name him, but he runs faster, gets there first. But Peter goes right on in. And he looks in the tomb and Jesus is gone. Then the other disciple looks in there too. And it says that he believed. What exactly he believed, I'm not exactly sure, because then it says they didn't quite understand what was going on yet. And the part that baffles me and baffles many people is that they turned around and they left. And they left Mary there crying at the tomb. I don't know how long she was there before she looked inside again. Have you guys ever lost something? It's okay. Admit it. I've lost something. Have you guys ever looked in the exact place you were sure that you found it again and again to see if it's there? You know, I put my keys on the counter when I come in the house. So when I can't find my keys, where do I look? On the counter. And then I'll look somewhere else, and then I'll look back on the counter. Now, for me, it's not abnormal that it might be somewhere else. I know one time one of my friend's kids come over, and they opened up the fridge, and there was a purse inside the fridge, and she looked at, I know, it was communion. But she looked at my daughter, and she says, your mother is the only person I would ever not be surprised to see a purse in her fridge. So the fact that I go back to the same place over and over expecting a different thing isn't abnormal for me. I think perhaps I've just missed it. Maybe it fell under. Maybe I looked right at it and didn't see it. And so I look again. And so she looked back into that tomb just like I would have done. And now she sees two angels in there. Now I don't know when the angels appeared there, and I don't think she did either. And she said to them, you know, if you've taken my Lord, can you tell me where he is? When they asked her why she was crying. And she turned around and she saw what she thought was a gardener. And she asked him if he knew where her Lord was. She didn't recognize him. It's funny how you can look right at something and not see it. And so she looked at him and she asked him where he was, where Jesus was, you know, she's lost him. If they've taken him, let her know. She'll bring him back. She'll probably go get the disciples who just wandered off back home anyway. They weren't doing anything that day. But he says, Mary. That's all he had to say. Mary. There is something so significant about Christ saying your name. There's something significant about a friend of yours saying your name, your mother saying your name, your father saying your name, last words hearing your name, whatever it is, your name means they know you. And as soon as she heard him say her name, she knew who he was. She cried out, teacher. I'm sure she went to put her arms around him, and he says, don't touch me yet, I haven't ascended to my Father. We hear this story, and for those of us whose cup or our tomb is half full, it sounds so optimistic, so hopeful. And for those of us who came to church with our tomb half empty, it sounds so unbelievable. And yet, doubt and faith walk hand in hand. It doesn't sound right, does it? It seems like we should just have faith. But you know what? We're people. We think. When things don't make sense, we question, and that is absolutely normal. And then you ask your pastor, explain it to us, and I'll say, you know, sometimes you just can't explain a miracle. But there's a lot of things in life I can't explain. How the monarch butterfly knows where to fly for the winter, well, I can't explain that. How a bear hibernates, I can't explain that. Why two people can eat the same thing and one person gains weight and the other doesn't, still can't explain that. There is a lot in life I can't explain, and yet I have faith. And I have hope. One thing about that tomb, though, that tomb wasn't half empty or half full. That tomb was completely empty because Jesus has risen. He is risen indeed. We'll try it again. Because Jesus has risen. When Jesus rose from the dead, he didn't do a half cup, half empty, half anything. It was complete rising from the dead. When Jesus healed, he didn't do a partial healing. He healed completely. When he kissed the leper clean, the leper was clean. He wasn't half clean, half dirty, couldn't go to church yet. He was clean. When he healed the paralytic man got up, lifted up his mat, and started to walk. When he healed the woman who had a bleeding issue, she was healed completely and able to rejoin society. Jesus doesn't do things halfway. Never has, never will. So when you feel that Jesus is calling you by name, he knows your name. He knows it completely. He knows you completely. He knows what you need. He knows what you don't need. It doesn't mean we always know that he knows that. It doesn't mean that we checked our intellect at the door and say, sure, Pastor, whatever you say, absolutely. No, we think about things. We take our experiences in life, our scripture, our reason, and we wrestle with it. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that makes sense to me is that Jesus is risen and that that tomb was empty. And the only other thing that makes sense to me is sometimes I have to empty myself to realize it, to allow the Holy Spirit to fill me. When we leave this place today, is your cup half empty or half full? Why don't we let it be fully empty so that Christ can fully fill us? So that when we leave, we are full. Full of the Spirit, full of hope, full of joy. Full of questions, but full. Allow the Spirit to fill you today. This Easter story is the same one we've heard a lot of times. I'm not going to say 100 because that would age you more than you are. But probably a good 40 to 50 times. And every time we hear it, we tend to sometimes just let those words like glaze over us. But this year, I want you to hear these words, because when Jesus came back to those disciples that were scared and locked up in a room, he didn't chastise them. He didn't say, didn't you believe? He didn't say, why did you doubt me? Instead, he said this. It's on the evening of the first day of the week when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Let us listen to the beautiful music. Let us rejoice that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And let us remember that whether we came in here with our tomb half empty or half full, the real tomb, Christ's tomb, was fully empty so that Jesus could fill us fully, so that we may live and have life eternal. Amen. And now you guys get to sing my favorite song. And so they're going to help me a lot. We go up and down on this one. So when we start out, we'll start in our seats. So get a hold of your pew rail in front of you, because you'll be going up and down on it. Okay? This is our exercise. It's my favorite. So, all right. Your exercise, huh? I should have told you, you could stay seated the whole song, but it's more fun this way. Let us pray together our prayer of confession. Risen Jesus, how we long to proclaim the good news we have received. You are risen, the tomb is empty, and you are present with your friends. Remind us not to look for you in the places where we lost you. Our grief, our failure, the death all around us. For you have been raised. You are not trapped in some tomb. Help us proclaim your resurrection with confidence this day. Flawed as we are, help us perceive how deeply we are loved. For your grace and mercy never fail. Amen. Let us hear these words of assurance. Beloved of God, the grace of God is with you. And God's grace has not been in vain. Receive forgiveness and mercy in through the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Invite the choir to come forward. And now, not because we have to, but because we are grateful. Let us return to God what is ours to share. Let us joyfully offer our time, our treasure, our commitment, and our prayers. I invite the ushers to come forward for the receiving of today's tithes and offerings. I invite you to join me in our offering prayer. Holy God, thank you for your goodness and mercy, especially for the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. May these offerings and indeed our very lives become a witness to all people of the salvation and grace you bring into the world. Amen. You may be seated. At our church here, everyone is invited to partake in communion. You do not need to be a member of this church. You do not need to be a member of any church to partake in communion here. We believe this is fully our Lord's table, and so all are welcome. As we do take communion today, there will be small pieces of bread that are cut up. I will be in the center. We'll make two rows, and on each side will be a cup of juice. We take communion here by intinction. So we take our bread and we dip it in the juice, and then we take and eat. If you have any immune compromised system or anything like that, or need an individual cup, when it comes close to that time, please raise your hand, or you can even do it now, and let our ushers know, and they will bring a cup to you. We do use gluten-free bread, so if it's a gluten allergy, that is what we are using for communion today. All who hunger for love, come to the bread of life. All who thirst for the cup of blessing, come to the table of grace. All who need mercy and grace, come to the Lamb of God. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Some. There's plenty of room. Okay, we can stand a little closer to the edge. Come through the center and go back to your pews on the outside.
Yeah, 1 through 3.
baby.
Of bread. So praise be to God that we always have an extra loaf, right? And I just love that you're all here today. So thank you. Let us sing our final hymn together, Lift High the Cross.
Thank you.
foolishness is wiser than we will ever know, and God's weakness is stronger than anything we can imagine. Go forth with joyful hearts in the foolishness and the weakness of God. Go to be a blessing to God's creation. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.